I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Bishop Joseph Sistone released a statement saying that the news of police executing a search warrant on the Saginaw, Michigan diocese was, quote, distressing and disheartening for the greater community and most especially our Catholic faithful. The warrant was for the offices of the diocese, Bishop Sistone's home, and the Cathedral of Mary of the Assumption, and authorities took records, documents, and computers. The warrant was executed as a part of the investigation into sexual allegations against six priests in the diocese. At the moment, only one priest, 71-year-old Father Robert DeLand, who has been accused of sexually assaulting two males in his condominium, has been arrested and charged. Authorities stated they had gotten a warrant because the diocese was not cooperating. However, Bishop Sistone maintained that the diocese was making a, quote, sincere effort to cooperate and will continue doing so. NATO has expelled seven staff members from the Russian mission and denied the pending requests of three other workers, joining the over 20 countries who have expelled Russian diplomats in the past 2 days. The expulsions come following the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter, who were both living in England. The two remain in critical condition. Russia has denied any responsibility for the nerve agent attack, criticized the move to kick out its diplomats, and said it will be retaliating with a, quote, tough response. Cambridge Analytica whistleblower Chris Wiley, who has claimed that the data of 50 million users was taken from Facebook and used to help elect Donald Trump as president, stated that he also strongly believes Facebook data was used by the Brexit movement to convince Britain to quit the European Union. Chris made the statement during his 3.5-hour hearing in front of the House of Commons Media Committee. He also added that he believes that the number of users affected is even higher than 50 million and that a number of other firms had access to the data. One of those firms, Aggregate IQ, was hired by the Brexit movement called Vote Leave, and yesterday two other former employees came forward with documents they say prove Vote Leave violated election finance rules during the referendum. Both Aggregate IQ and Cambridge Analytica have denied the claims against them. The U.S. Papal Foundation has announced it is taking some time for reflection and a, quote, reevaluation of its mission, its approach to grant giving, and its relationship with the Holy See. The announcement follows the news of a disagreement over funding a request for a $25 million grant. The Vatican had asked for $25 million to be used for Rome's Istituto Dermopatico dell'Immacolata, a hospital that deals in the treatment of dermatological issues and skin cancer. The hospital had declared bankruptcy in 2011, and the priest that was in charge of the hospital until 2012 was later arrested for fraud and theft. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.